Look upon your greatness and you'll send the call out, 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 send the call out,
send the call out, send the call out, send the call out,
send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call
out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send
the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out,
send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the
call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out,
send the call out, send the call out,
send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call
out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send
the call out, send the call out, send the call out,
send the call out, send the call out, send the call out,
send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send
the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out,
send the call out, send the call out, send the
call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send
the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out,
send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call
out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the
call out, send the call out,
send the call out, send the call out,
send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the
call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out,
send the call out, send the call
out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the
call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the
call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call
out, send the call out, send the
call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the
call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out,
send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out,
send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call
out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call
out, send the call out, send
the call out, send the call out, send
the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call
out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send
the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call
out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the
call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the
call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send
the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call
out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out,
send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the
call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the
call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the
call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the
call out, send the call out, send
the call out, send
the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call
out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out,
send the call out, send the call out, send the call out,
send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out
whether you're in Europe, United States, Australia, hey, United
if
Kingdom.
If we don't understand what you're saying, South we will find Google Translator.
Yeah, we were
translator. Or Yahoo Translator, I'm sorry. Whoops.
So, a lot of things we want to talk about here. We're broadcasting live.
Yes, we are. Where from?
And Tom Fullery's in Middletown, Delaware, 714 Ash Boulevard, Middletown, Delaware.
That's Ash Boulevard, but...
Yeah, but I say ass.
Ass. You said ass.
Ass Boulevard. Ash. 714 Ash Boulevard.
That's why they
Middletown,
can't find
Delaware.
Us. They're looking for Ash Boulevard. Everybody wants to go to Ash Boulevard.
I gotta find out
man.
Where that is. So make sure you come on down.
That can either be a really great boulevard or a really bad one.
We record live on Wednesday nights, so come check us out. Also, you can check us here every Thursday night. We're DJing here. When I say we, yes, DJ K and Beamer are here. Beamer's our resident beer pong champion.
At times,
you know. But sometimes you got to let the minions win.
No, of course.
But please come down and check us out. Email us. Look us up on the web. But other than that, this is Bar Talk. We want to jump right into it. But first, before we do anything.
And I will say, if you come in and you actually come to the bar and you say to one of the bartenders, I came here because of Bar Talk, I will buy you a drink. Maybe it's a drink on special, but I will buy you a drink. You have to say that you came here for Bar Talk.
Hey, I'll buy you a couple drinks. You wear your yoga pants, shit. You drinking for life.
You wearing yoga pants, and we might have to have a conversation after that.
But we are going to get this show started with something that we normally do. Because we are in a bar. We're recording live in a bar. We're not in a studio, in a garage, a basement. We are live in a bar and
yeah, Mark Maron, we ain't in the garage, bro.
Yeah, we are. This ain't Wayne's World. We are drinking it up. So we're gonna start off with our traditional and ceremonial Bar Talk toast. And here's to another great installment of Bar Talk.
I don't know why he's pronunciated it so well on it.
Right.
That was actually beer.
So like I always say, grab a drink, pull up a seat, and get ready for Bar Talk. You can, real quick, if you're listening on someone else's...
Somebody else's thing.
iPod. We're free on iTunes. All right, tell everyone, free. Just subscribe on iTunes. Go to podcast and look for Bar Talk.
Bar Talk with Beamer and Steve.
If you have an iOS Beamer device.
Yeah, I just wanted to put my
iOS device and you don't have iTunes, you can catch us. Go to podomatic.com. Download the Podomatic app. Go to your Play Store. Download the Podomatic app. Once you get into that, look for Bar Talk. Subscribe to it. It's free. The episodes will download, and
you get to listen
at any time.
You get to listen to us and just laugh. Just listen to the honey of the voice coming out and just tickling your ears.
So. All right, so with that, do we want to take a quick break?
Yeah, we'll take a quick break.
We'll take a really quick break, and we will be right back right after this, all right, with Bar Talk. Beer in our mugs. A lot of things we want to cover here. I'm going to go over. Can I jump into something that's kind of hot right now? We ain't going to dwell into it too much.
Yes, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
One thing that's real hot is the situation with the rapper, entrepreneur, minority team owner, Rock Nation president, Jay-Z.
Oh, you mean The Rock?
Yeah, there was
it's a... The Rock right here.
It's your boy.
It's your boy.
There's an incident where he was in the elevator with his wife, Beyonce, and her sister, Solange Knowles. Something was going on where she's all up in his face. If you read the reports, it
there's
says AG was attacked and beat up in the elevator. I'm like, wow, really? I go and look at it. She's up in his face.
How she snagged him.
Yeah, a little. It wasn't nothing serious, this or that. But
you saw him. He was like, he had that look on his face like, did this bitch just snag me?
They made it seem like, and the smack wasn't like you said on a soap opera. Richard, I hate you. Whack. It wasn't even nothing like that. She tried to get to him. There was a bodyguard. He grabbed her, so. But here's the whole issue. He is in a lose-lose situation here.
If he made any move, like,
for one, okay. Himself. She's all up in. I'm jumping all over the place.
You're jumping.
Let me say this. Okay. He's in a lose-lose situation. She's all up in his face, swinging at him. She even kicked him, this or that. He didn't do anything. Okay. What you see on the internet and Twitter and Facebook is he's a punk. He's a bitch. You know, he's this big time rapper. He talked about this today. He let some girl beat him up. If it was me, yada, yada, yada. Let me just say this. If he would have lifted a finger, he would be in jail.
Oh, my God.
He would be locked up. But yet, here's the double standard. She's attacking him. Everything that she did to him is like, oh, it was a woman. It's okay. But if it were a man, he really, I mean, no physical scars, no black eye, no nothing. But if it was him, the same exact thing, no marks on her face, he'd still be in fucking jail.
Mm-hmm.
Still be in jail.
Yeah.
So if he does back, he's
hold
in jail.
On,
if he don't do anything, he's a bitch. He's a punk.
I've got a question.
For not hitting her back.
I've got a question. How did this work? Because there was a certain football player that a few months back.
Right.
You didn't see all the video inside.
Right.
But you saw when he walked out with his fiance and he dropped her on the floor because he knocked her ass out.
No, we don't know that.
Well, that's what
all we know
that.
Is.
Let me rephrase that. Let me rephrase
she was
that.
Unconscious and he's dragging saying, her out the elevator.
Yes, I'm sorry. I am just saying that as in what the reports would say. So I am not blaming anybody that.
Ray Rice for the Baltimore Ravens.
I did.
Was in an elevator with his fiance at the time.
Yes. And the videos did not show anything in that.
Except you see him coming out the elevator trying to drag her. They're saying, why did he drag her? Now, granted, he's what? 5'8"?
5'8", yeah.
His wife is taller. His fiance's taller. Well, they're married now. Here's the ironic thing. She wouldn't testify against him. She was saying everything's fine. They're still trying to indict him. So that's the weird part. They still went on and got married. But she was unconscious. And he's trying to get her out of the elevator, but he's literally dragging her. So, but here's the thing. Something happened in that elevator. The police even called it mutual combat, where they beat each other up, and they had automatically filed charges for both of them. But they're both saying everything's fine, we're okay. But they still want to go through with it.
Yeah. So, but I found it funny that there was no video on that. It was just the exit of it.
Mm-hmm.
But with Jay-Z and Solange and Beyonce and the bodyguard and whoever else was behind it, because we all seen the fucking video, it's like perfect fucking picture of everybody in there.
Yeah.
And it's like that. And, okay, the story behind it or whatever, you know, Solange was pissed because Beyonce was going to go home and Jay-Z was going to go to... I'm trying to remember, it was like Alicia Keys after party after the Met or something.
I heard another story. And here's what gets me. There's no sound. Another one was that some of Solange's friends showed up. They weren't even dressed for the occasion.
No, and
they were saying, we're with Jay-Z, we're with Jay-Z. He's like, no, I'm not there. I don't know them. And she's snapping over that.
Yes.
Now, we're sitting here looking at it right
we're
now.
We're watching the video right now. And
she's all up in his face. He's holding her arms back. She's trying to...
Oh, she's swinging.
But she never really hit him.
So. Oh, I know, but she... Nothing. Oh, she kicked. She kicked. She got him with a kick there, but...
A piece of a kick.
Yes.
Nothing that would... Anything. Look, he even got mad and said something to her, like, you better check yourself.
Oh, shit, there wasn't anybody behind him. There was a fucking mirror.
It's a mirror.
Okay.
It looked like he said, you better check yourself. Bodyguard is holding her. She's trying to get to him. Looks like it's calmed down. Looks like the situation.
Nope.
She kicks at him. Now he's holding her foot.
He's trying to block himself.
Beyonce's like, stop, stop, stop.
Oh, then she finally steps in after fucking...
But Beyonce's not saying a word.
And she steps back again.
Yeah. But we don't know if she's talking or what. We don't know.
Oh, she's saying something to him right now.
But I'm just saying, who's wrong in this situation? Everyone's saying, well, Jay-Z did this or she did... We don't know. Everyone's speculating. Stop speculating. You don't know. It's a family matter.
And
if y'all think that he should knock her the fuck out, then there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, even beyond that.
She's wrong.
She's wrong for fucking throwing his name out.
I look at it like this.
Wrong for throwing his name out to fucking friends to try to get into the party that weren't invited.
I look at it like this. Beyond that, though, I say it like this. If a woman comes at a man, what's the fight? Like a man. If me right now, if me and you get into a fight, and I win.
Yeah, that's going to be a good chance. You got a gun or something?
We get in a fight, and I win, and you're fucked up. You call the cops. What are you going to say? He did this. I'm going to go to jail because I won. But if it was a mutual, you want to step outside? Yeah, let's step outside. We both go at it. I'm just using it. Say I win. You get the brunt end of it. The cops come.
I can't win this fucking fight.
Two black eyes, teeth knocked out, a broken arm.
Two black eyes and a black guy. Who's going to get arrested?
Right. But the thing is, it's mutual combat. And the thing is, we decide to fight mutually. And, you say, I lost.
You broke my teeth?
Now, if it's a man and a woman, and she goes, I want to fight him. Do you consent to this? Yeah, I want to fight this motherfucker. And he knocks the girl out one punch. Oh my gosh, I'm a woman. No.
No.
Don't jump up in the face like you're going to do something. That's the only
way. I'm not busting Jay-Z on this because he did the right thing. I don't give a shit what anybody says. Oh, you should have just smacked the fuck out of this bitch. Yeah, you should
still try to do stuff.
No. Dude's not.
Jay-Z's like,
he's not a businessman. He is a business man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good,
you know what I'm saying?
I heard that somewhere before, but that's very good.
It's Jay-Z's song, though, man. He said
I'm
it.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman.
And why would he fucking put his hands on his fucking sister-in-law? Because she was a little too drunk and wanted to get a
exactly.
Party. And she was giving him shit because he was going to go to a party and Beyonce was going to stay home. She was going to stay back. But her fucking husband or whatever the situation is, was home the entire time, and she said to him, "Don't worry, I'm gonna go out." So,
I always say, "Look, you want to fight a man like a man, go ahead and do it. But if you lose and get your ass beat or knocked out, don't cry. I'm a woman. She shouldn't do that." And Jay-Z did the right thing by not doing nothing and being vilified for it.
Mm-hmm.
He would have whipped her ass, and they'd be like, "Oh my God, she's so awful." So. All
right,
that's that.
Yeah.
So,
as Chris Rock says, I won't punch a woman, but
I'll shake,
the
shit out of her. You just want to shake her. All right. Another thing happened. The NFL draft.
Oh, the NFL draft? Okay, so for people, overseas, NFL, of course, is National Football League, and National Football League is not soccer, of course. It's Americanized football. Where we have a football that we throw in the air and back and forth and we make plays.
I think they got it.
Okay. I just want to do a quick synopsis.
So they have a draft where the teams get to pick players. All right. There was one player who, in college, these are all college players, who was openly gay. He came out. And actually, the team knew, so it was kind of known within their conference or whatever. But
well, it was known like
nationally,
for a couple years.
But nationally, it wasn't known, so... Technically, he's the first openly gay college football player. Here he is being drafted. He was actually drafted in the 7th round. His name is Michael Sams. Now, here's the issue here. People are all like, oh, it's okay because he's gay. So what? He wants to play football. Let him play football. You know, we hope a team they say we hope a team drafts him, and if he doesn't get drafted, people are saying, oh, if he doesn't get drafted, it's because he's gay. There's all these different things. Now, they have an NFL combine, and basically they take all the players, you go in, they they have you run a 40. They check, you know, all your basic skills.
Michael Sanders' combine before.
Yeah. He had a bad combine where they check all your skills. Your run. It was bad. It was not good. So, basically, his stock dropped almost to the point where, excuse me, nobody wants to draft him because his combine was so bad. So, anyway, here it is, the seventh round. No one's even picked him yet. The media is dying for this to happen. He gets picked by the Rams. Now, I'm going to step away from the story 1 second. When a player gets drafted, look at Beamer. When a player gets drafted, it's always a good story. Good photo shot to see the guy get the phone call. But he's with his family.
We want to make sure this is clear. Normally, it's cut off before about like the fourth or fifth round. You don't get so much. You don't get so much.
They show Mr. Irrelevant.
It's true. You don't. And I don't have a problem with what happened. I didn't see it.
Oh, I'm going to tell you.
I saw a friend of mine, a friend of ours, who DJs here at Tom's, went and said, "Did you see what happened?" And I was like, "I didn't actually see it." You know what I mean? I was at a concert. I was enjoying a concert all day. You know, so I didn't see what had happened, but. It was almost that. I mean, in the ESPN, you know what? You
let me
play
because you're doing the end. I need to do the
first part of it.
Okay, when a player gets drafted and everything's, you know, they show, they announce that, hey, with our pick, we pick so and so. They're with their family, friends, and loved ones. They're hugging their mother, their father, their family. Usually, the guy has his girlfriend with him. He kisses his girlfriend or wife or whatever. Some college players get married. It's a cool, touching scene. Good thing to see. They even show, after the first 2 days of the draft, they had a montage of all the players with their family celebrating, crying.
I mean, the first, like, fucking 10, 15 picks, it was like the guy would go and hold his daughter and, you know, like, a very young daughter and hug and kiss her son. You know.
Here's Michael Sams, who's openly gay. He's there with his family, but they show him with his boyfriend. It's a white guy. He's on the phone, and he's crying because, you know, he got picked. It's a very nice scene, emotional. What you want to see is touching. And as soon as he gets off the phone, he hugs and starts kissing his boyfriend the same way a guy would kiss his girlfriend. Some people are like, oh my gosh, they're showing two men kissing. Fine, you have to be open-minded and go, well, they show a guy and his girlfriend kissing, same thing. Nothing different, right?
How long
is the
clip?
It was the same thing, but... they kept showing it over and over. So how many times do you want to be suggested to seeing them kiss? They should say, well, what's wrong with that? Let me look at it. Let me just say this. The NFL says it's almost like they don't want you to have an opinion. They want to say, well, he's gay. There's a gay player. So you have to accept it. You know what? You know what I don't like? I don't like raisins and bread. So if the NFL says, why don't you like raisins and bread? You should be equal to bread with raisins in it. I personally don't like it.
This is my point on it. It's not NFL Network. It's ESPN.
Right. That has nothing to do with it. They showed players kissing their girlfriends. They're kissing. No big deal, but they're repeating it over and over.
As far as I understand, NFL Network didn't show the same video as ESPN did.
No, because they don't have the rights to it. They had another thing, though. But here's a good one, though. Now, here's where it really gets out of hand. Somebody gave him a congratulatory cake. Congratulations for being drafted, blah, blah, blah. So, he cuts the cake up, and they always show the players once they get their NFL cap to show the team that they're drafted by. So, they're showing him getting his cap. Now, he's at home. Because he's in the seventh round. They're not in Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
So he has his cap and the cake is there. His boyfriend's right next to him. He slices the cake. He lifts it up to give to his boyfriend and mushes him in the face like at a wedding. You know how they cut the wedding cake?
Mm-hmm.
Then he's like licking the cake off his face.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
It all of a sudden turned from NFL draft touching moment to fucking gay porn.
I honestly did not see that.
I was in a bar watching it, so it was like we couldn't turn the channel. We're like, camera one, camera two.
Yeah, there was a beyond the point of you know what, it's something that, you know, society is improving on and starting to get a little more tolerance for and everything, and it's not so...
And look at this.
Oh, Rich Eisen just...
They're showing them hugging, right? Now he's in his long embrace. Yeah. Rich Eisen's sitting there like, really? He didn't say a word. He's oh, the camera's on. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he just sits there and he just doesn't even say anything, just looks at the camera and says, I mean... You know, I'm not saying anything negative towards, you know, the what, and this is a new one for me. Was it the
LGBT community?
The LGBTQ.
No, what is that?
There's a new one. LGB. Shit, hold on.
Oh, did you see when he had a boner?
yeah, no, none of that shit.
He was running a 40-yard dash and he had a Woody. I don't get that.
What is it? LGQTQ? Is that what it is? Anyway, now they have a new category on it. It's questioning sexuality. That's what I was told.
I question my sexuality. I don't know if I'm straight or I'm a lesbian.
I think I'm a lesbian. I was born with a lesbian. I was born with a lesbian tongue and with a fairly great at times and not so much at other times sense of smell. So it works out well for me. You know what I mean? Big tongue.
So do you think it was too much of a...
I think they tried to do it correctly and it went...
I think it started out okay. I mean, hey, two guys kiss. Yeah. I mean, that's... But then...
But I mean, honestly, it was more the factor of... Okay, any other person out there... They wouldn't have just been going and making out with each other.
He's a seventh-round pick.
Yeah, he was a seventh-round pick. Normally, you won't see a seventh-round pick.
If it is,
it's a phone call. Oh, man, thank you. And then they cut off and they go back.
I love Steve Fisher. He says, hey, you got to keep it honest. Most seventh-round picks don't make it. We have no problem cutting them. Now, if he gets cut, they're going to say, oh, you cut him because he's gay.
Because he's gay.
No, because he had an awful fucking combine. He's an undersized... Just because there are some great college players, a lot of great college players don't make it in the NFL. Yeah. Tim Tebow, for example. You know, he was a great college quarterback. There are Heisman Trophy winning players who did not make it in the NFL. So don't sit there and go, and his jersey is already the second next to Manziel.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel has the first highest selling in the draft, or from the draft. For his jersey, his football jersey, and then Michael Sam's is second.
So there's so many. Now, gay people going to be the games now?
And Javon Clowney, who got picked first, is third.
Yeah. You know how many gay people going to be at the games now? Well, ooh, home run!
No, you know what? I will bust you on that one, dude. I will bust you on that one. It's called 49er fans.
Anyway. 49er fans. And Cowboy fans. We already got the first openly... gay quarterback. So
no,
we hate Dallas.
He's the first openly fucking shitty quarterback. I think.
So, but anyway, it's gonna be interesting how this plays out. Yeah. We'll keep you updated on his how he does with the team. So, but yeah, they were hugging and cuddling and everything, man. So,
yeah,
good thing his boyfriend was.
And seriously,
send him to the cuddle house.
And seriously. He's what? Probably about 6'4", 6'5".
You got a small boyfriend. Very small.
Small white boyfriend.
And here's the thing, too.
Is he trying to give it to the man?
There's other gay guys saying...
Is he trying to give it to the man?
Look, there's other gay guy, black gay guys saying, oh, as soon as you get some money, first thing you do is get a white man. What does he say? So, stop. So...
Yeah, it's... That's... Hey, to each our own. Hey, Michael Sam, good luck in it. Yeah, we got to do it. We can't be fucking homophobic and racist or whatever. Just tap it up. Michael Sam, good luck in the NFL.
He's with the Rams. Shouldn't he be with the Packers?
No, he's getting a Ram.
I said, shouldn't he be with the Packers?
He's getting a Ram.
Right. He'd really fit in with the Cowboys, though. Gay player, gay quarterback. You know, hey, it all works out.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, they've been calling me homo fucking all my career. Anyway.
It already was one of the hard beats.
And then that was it. So I don't know. I think I need to take a break and question reality and dunk my head in water and say my my daily affirmations and nah, that's not that bad. But
all right, okay, we will be we'll right
take
back.
A quick break. I really have to pay, so
we'll be back.
You got to do what?
I got to pay.
Thanks for sharing. All right, we'll be right back while Beamer pisses in a mug. All right.
Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Me get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby's for the game. Nope, nope, y'all can't copy yet. Glad, moonwalking, and this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my INDEPENDENT shit hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four-track busting. Halfway across that city with the back crush it. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment.
Okay, and we are back with Bar Talk. Again, we are broadcasting live right here, or recording live here at
Tom Fuller's
Bar. We were throwing restaurant and grill out there for a
while. Yeah, we were wrong, man.
There's no grill.
We didn't want that
bar
to hit against okay. You know, with your liquor license or anything.
Appreciate
so
we, that. We do have a couple guests that just popped up out of nowhere. And,
we do have some poppers here.
Yeah. First, we have the beautiful and lovely Justin.
What's going on, fellas? How we doing? I like how you did it. I am beautiful and I am lovely. There's
Justin,
a female there, but I'll be the beautiful and the lovely. I'm
here.
Got no issues here.
So what about motherfucker?
She was like this. She was like, well, she stepped up.
But we also have
the luscious,
sensual,
lovely,
the sensual,
luscious,
the sensuous.
The
wow! I only said that so she could walk away. We could see that. You see the jeans she got on? She got the.
Hey man.
As one of my bouncers,
I hate
it's a teardrop.
She got the teardrop.
Teardrop walking away.
Mm.
I hate to quote Nicolas Cage, but I hate to see you leave, but I love to watch you go, girl.
Watch you go, girl.
Hey-o.
Anyway, she goes by the name of Sarah. Give it up, Sarah's in the building. All right, Sarah's here. And what's funny is we have a large array, a vast array of alcohol in front of us here.
We do. We for some reason, like, these people like us or something, and they brought us alcohol. So
yeah. So real
yay.
Quick. First, we got our shots here. We got our drinks here. We're not just going to just toast. We have a really special occasion to mention Justin Faulkner is here.
Would you like to announce it, or would you want one of us to announce it for you?
So I believe we said last week, if I'm not mistaken, but my wife is expecting, and we found out this past week that it will be a female.
All right,
baby girl.
Welcome to the club. All right,
thank you.
I didn't have any children, but I feel sorry for you, sir.
All right, so this goes out. Oh, we're doing a shot.
No, I got to tap them off.
Okay, here's the regular.
Yes.
All right, here's to, you don't have a name yet, but here's to,
Haley or Natalie?
Stephanie.
Haley or Natalie? I know Stephen Beamer is shooting for Stephanie Beamer Faulkner, but that's just not what I have.
I just called
yeah.
you.
Oh, yeah.
Keisha thinking, will be good. Keisha.
Yeah, Keisha, Keith, Keisha. I like that. I like
I'm
that.
A fan
pending,
Sarah.
Pending the race of the baby.
Right. Well, if the black says, you know I'm coming to you first. I'm just saying. I'm just going out there.
If this baby's black, I'll tell you right now, it will be nothing but the best of bar talk. No live shows. No more new shows.
If this baby's black, we're going to have a lot to talk about.
It'll be Beamer from satellite. You know, like I'll be on the phone talking to Keith. And he'll be in this hidden location. You know.
As the pappy. Keith's suspect numero uno. If this baby comes out looking black. I'm telling you right now.
So, but yeah, congratulations, man. It's a wonderful thing, man.
Very excited. I was actually just during the break talking to Mr. DJK about some advice he has, as he is a father of a female.
Yes, female. And my advice.
I've never played with little girls before, man. I don't know what to do. You know, I'm excited for coming into work, my toenails painted, coming into work, my fingernails painted. I'm excited for the picture of me in a tiara.
And then he's waiting for the excitement of his baby being born after
that. Oh, yeah.
That would be strong.
Yeah.
Hey, let me just say this. I've had all girls. I know nothing about buying boys toys, but
unless you give them
I can tell
toy.
You no, because I am a boy toy. No, but I can do hair. A lot of people don't know this. Here's some secrets about me. I can do hair. I am hip on kids fashions.
Yep.
Once they turn teenagers,
Keith, I've never seen you when I shaved head. You
your fashion once they're teenagers, your fashion control is out the door. I'm just going to let you know right now.
Sure, I have all the way up until she turns 13.
I say a lot of money.
I would give the money, but I wouldn't buy it.
All right. Well, Sarah over here is the female saying 10.
Once they start dressing themselves, like your influence is kind of out the door.
So middle school.
I'm saying like.
But it depends on your. Now, me and my daughter, we're tight. Once they're tight, and you know that all of them were daddy's girls, and I gave you my secret.
Right.
My little secret.
I'm not going to share that secret, but I will abide by that
trust
secret.
Trust me. And she was like, why is she such a daddy's girl?
I'm not. I know you can't do exactly the M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Village.
Right.
But maybe you need to take her somewhere and have her dress up like in some Quaker clothes. So, you know, 18th century.
You already told me you got me. In 15 or 16 years, when this chick has her first date, you told me you were coming to my house.
Wearing
our boxers and a wife beater, cleaning shotguns out or some
But it's going to be like six or seven of us just sitting at the
chewing
door,
tobacco,
like,
spitting in a jug. Yeah, we're all over this.
We're good.
Her first date stands chance. I'm talking
just
the future
put her in,
of
like,
America.
The heaviest duty dress possible, and just get her used to it.
My 9-year-old, she's 9, already knows. I tell her, a boy sitting next to you. I said, tell him he's getting 5 of these.
Right,
and she knows that.
That's
I tell her, she'll tell you. I go.
That was a fist.
That was a fist. I'm waving the fist.
You have to let them go.
No. No, you don't.
She said, Daddy, this boy. She goes, Daddy, this boy sits right next to me. He just looks at me. I go, tell him he's getting 10 of these, and I hold both fists up. She knows what that means.
Mm-hmm. Daddy gonna fight.
Mm-hmm. So
Daddy ain't gonna fight.
Listen, to the future of America, if you're listening to this in what today, 2014. So if you're listening to this in 2030, I just want to say,
holy shit,
I am not afraid of going back to prison.
Please,
not afraid at all.
Please,
I'll do that.
He will run a light and not pay that ticket again.
I'll do it.
Justin, don't do it. Wait till it turns yellow.
Natalie, I feel bad for you, babe.
Haley, Natalie, we don't know.
Keisha. Yeah.
I like Sarah. Well, Sarah's a good
I like Stephanie.
A lot Sarah's of us here good. On Team Natalie. I don't know what's going on. But Team Natalie is coming out of the game.
I do have one complaint about Natalie's name.
Okay.
And it's the fact of Nat.
Yeah, Nat will be her nickname.
I'm okay with
it.
See, I
like that. But that's
Nat.
Cool. That's hip.
I like
that. Yeah,
Nat.
But Nat.
Right now.
You gotta figure it's not
like
a stripper
Nat,
name.
Though. Right.
Coming
right.
to the stage.
It's
Natalie. No, Nat, it doesn't,
right.
it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
And don't you dare try to put some other stripper name on her, Miss Sarah.
I don't know any
I will
strippers.
F your ish up.
But say Sarah's a name right there because you can go, coming to the stage, Sarah. See that?
Right. Yeah, but that's
right. I've only been
total
on the pole once.
Sarah.
Whoa, she was on the pole once. Let's talk about that for a moment.
Okay, what do you want to know?
You've been
on the pole.
What was his name?
It was for a
it was for a bachelor party, so.
It was for a bachelorette party.
Oh, bachelorette.
And we took a pole dancing class.
Oh, okay.
Man, that's not as exciting.
No, I know.
It was awesome.
The whole fantasy's going for us, though.
All right, I learned how to do some tricks. Tell Justin put a pole in here, and I'll show you.
Some tricks or some tricks?
Right, oh, yeah, would a pillar work?
Yeah, pillar right there. I just want to learn how to do some tricks or some tricks. And if it's tricks, which tricks is she fucking learning?
It's pointy.
It's pointy.
Okay.
So we need a round pillar. Got it. Oh, there's a pipe up here.
I don't think I could do it on that.
Yes.
Sarah's also drinking wine. She's she got her wine.
She's drinking wine. Oh, and we do have nice. We have a nice second of.
But we're so glad.
Princess.
And I'm so proud of Justin. Him and his wife have been trying for a while.
Yes.
And it finally came through. You know.
Yes.
So.
It ruins my life entirely.
But at the same time, I'm happy for him because I told him do not have a kid in the first year.
And that's true.
That is the worst.
Enjoy.
I mean, I'm not saying it's the worst because, trust me, I think my parents did the same thing. It had a kid in the first year. And they've been together
Let me ask this. Oh, I'm sorry.
But they've been together for, 40 years, plus years. And, you know, they've had their problems, this and that. I have no problem, but when you have, like, I know couples that have not lasted, and they've tried for the kid in the first year, and they've not lasted, and it ends up either breaking them up by not having, or
by having,
it breaks them up. And I'm just glad that he did it the right way. Because he has a woman that loves him.
Well, I totally was against that because I had kids before shit. I look at it like this. Financially, you got to be ready.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's how I look at it.
Well, you're never going to be financially
ready. Daycare and
no,
shit.
No, that's true, too. You're not ready until you're ready.
So. All right, well, look. We got shots on the table.
We got shots on the table here. So
we can't stretch this out any longer. So
we are
a future lawyer, doctor.
Hopefully.
And here's the keeping her off the pole. There
as
we
long
go.
As she's not a restaurant manager, it doesn't work.
Keep her off the pipe, keep her off the pole.
And
you
keep
did
her
a
out
good job as your father every day as you get old.
I have a feeling she's going to have to be on the pipe to procreate the species, but you know, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
That's not the pipe I'm talking about.
Said that you only have one
not
job,
the pipe I was talking about, bro.
And that's to keep your girl off the pole.
I program my mind to the fact that babies come from heaven. That's how you gotta think of it.
Yeah, that's true.
She's gonna be dating. This is my boyfriend. After 3 or 4 months, babies come from heaven. That will.
I'm not ready to meet a boyfriend. Thank God I got time.
That will keep your mind clear.
You've got a little while.
I got time. I'm telling you right now, if I meet a boyfriend, I might flip out just a smidge.
Yep.
Yeah, my brother,
and the thing is, think of everything you used to do.
Yeah.
This is why. Listen, America, I'm sorry. I wanted a boy.
America and everywhere else.
And Thailand and North Korea. And anywhere else that there may be. I wanted a boy. I'm not afraid to admit it. For two reasons. Reason number one, I was a 15, 16, 17, 18 year old male. And I know what I did. And I'm ashamed of that at this moment. Now, about right now.
You gotta learn the new tricks. Social media, I'm telling you.
Right.
What you think you know about social? There are things. I thought that I was on top of everything. And I'm hearing about. What's that, Kinder? Or what's the
Tinder?
Tinder. I'm hearing about it. I'm like, what the heck?
I got stories about Tinder all day long, and this is.
But just think what we know about this.
Right.
What the younger people are doing.
Right. I know.
They got things on the iPhones.
Thank God her uncle is 9 years younger than me, and hopefully can be a little bit more in touch with that ish.
Right.
Reason number two would be, let's be honest, females are more expensive than males.
Oh, yeah.
They are. With girls,
hair, clothes, shoes,
nails, makeup.
But that's boys.
With boys, clothes and sneakers.
Yeah, but boys.
Or you could have
boys
a girl
do
like
sport.
Me.
Well, I'm not saying a girl's gonna play sports.
Especially at the younger ages, girls have sports as well. So the expenses balance, and all of a sudden the girls just take over.
Now listen.
And then at one point you have to pay for a prom dress for a female.
You could be a girl like me though, and have to. Pay for the hair, the nails, the makeup, the whatever else you suggested. Plus the
bras, panties.
Right. Plus all the sports
she's
stuff.
Wearing a bra.
Too. I am wearing a bra.
Are you?
Yeah,
yeah duh.
She's that's not true. Wearing yoga pants.
Not too much longer.
But I had to buy my own prom dress.
Just heard what you said.
Oh, well, Yeah, so, you know, buy your wedding comes.
Yeah, my parents made me buy my own prom dress.
I didn't go to my prom.
That was like their be a grown up and be take responsibility for.
I didn't go to my prom because it's all a fucking fashion statement and it's all about who's who and who's in what clique.
You didn't go to the prom because nobody would go with you.
Yeah, okay.
Aww. All right.
Yeah.
Let's call a spade a spade. Not that you're...
Oh! Holy shit!
And just say what it is.
So last week's episode will have to be played after this episode.
All right, give it up for give it up for Justin Sterling.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I was
on last week's episode too.
Wait, so
you know, is it messed up that I mentioned you, Douglas, and now here I am talking about you being a spade? I don't know.
So give it up. You mean just throw the fucking High Hitler fucking song?
Right. That's what's going.
This got nothing to do with Jews.
Oh, my God.
You got a book I can burn? Maybe you got a book I can burn? I'm looking to burn a book over here. Burn a book or something? No?
No book on me to burn, brother.
Well, thank goodness for that. Hitler was bad, okay?
That's all right. The headliner for the next show is Cheryl Austin.
All right, so
Justin will be working.
That's an inside thing.
Oh, goodness me.
Yo, the next comedy show, man, it's going to be an urban comedy show, man.
Right, right. So who we got going on? Because May 31, we have a comedy show.
Right, we got
here at Tomfoolery's.
BET, Comedy Central, you got Ty, Breakout Jameson.
Breakout Jameson. Ty, Breakout Jameson, all right.
And Keith Purnell.
Keith Purnell.
Strong
comedy show. You know,
I'm not hosting.
You're not hosting. You got a separate host for this.
I heard the guy's kind of an asshole.
I'm probably going to do about a half hour.
That's what I like to hear.
I heard that Keith Purnell guy.
I had to get my new shit together for all the regulars.
I know a lot of you have heard Keith. What are we on, episode 13, 14, something like that.
Yeah, I got to start playing clips.
So we've had a lot of episodes of Bar Talk here with Beamer and DJ K. Obviously, DJ K, Keith Purnell, famous comedian here, was on Last Comic Standing years and years and years ago. Phenomenal dude.
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern.
Comedy Central.
Comedy Central. He's been
on
all TV. Over the place.
You were
love
on Comedy Central?
Yes, he was.
I called in the radio stations a lot of times and won free prizes.
So for those of you who don't, we are very blessed and very lucky to have DJ K as our house DJ. The dude that I love personally. I can't get enough of him. So happy that he's part of my life.
And he'll be so happy when his baby turns.
Especially because he shows up at my 4th of July parties and just loses to me in cornhole. And that's just epic and awesome. But for the most part, I'm very excited that DJ K does all the comedy show bookings for me. It really makes this a very easy job for me. I'm not going to be here for this one.
Oh, you're not?
I'm gonna have to get a recording of it. I'm not gonna be here for this.
Where are you gonna be?
Buddy of mine is getting married. Buddy of mine named Nate Boy, getting married to his longtime girlfriend Alexis. Very happy for them. And we're going to Nate's bachelor party.
Oh, is it Vegas?
Yeah. No. We did Vegas already once, and I'm never doing Vegas again. For those of you who don't know, I'm never going back to Vegas.
I gotta say this.
The Outer Banks, North Carolina.
Okay, I gotta say this about our shows though. I think I headlined myself at one of the very early, early shows. I mean, it's been so long ago, I don't think anyone even remembered. So what I did was, it's like, okay, in my mind, like the same people are coming. So I'll host it and I'll just do a little bit.
Right.
So I'll do little tidbits of my act here or there. Just in case, like, say, someone doesn't show up,
Keith
I can make
hysterical.
Up the
term. By the way, Keith is absolutely hysterical every time
Keith
he's
thinks.
On stage. No, I'm not, and this is me, no bullshit. I probably am biased, and that's fine for you to say that, whatever.
When everyone's laughing and spitting beer out of their mouth, that's true.
I'm telling you right now,
but
Keith
I have
is
been holding
fucking
back.
Hysterical.
I hold back.
You can bleep that out later. I'm sorry, but he's hysterical.
Can you release his testicles as you give him that compliment?
What's that?
Can you release his testicles as you give him that compliment?
No. My right hand's still playing.
Let me say
this.
Here's how good I hold back.
Right.
Because I don't want to overpower.
He doesn't want to overpower. He says that every time.
And you know what's really messed up is that I know it's true.
But you know what I know is I've been doing this podcast with him for, 15, 16 episodes now?
Uh-huh.
I've known you for, 4 or 5 years now?
Right.
And I've not seen what you've been holding back.
Because I tell you where I'm at every time. Beamer, come to the show. I gotta feed my cat.
Beamer has a mysterious cat. Have you ever seen Beamer's cat?
I don't see cat fur. I haven't seen not one cat
have you
hair
seen
on
a cat hair on
I
the
got,
man.
I got cats and dogs.
I know
I'm brushing my clothes off all the time.
We're going.
I said one time.
Is this one of those? Is this one of those skinless, hairless
eight
cats?
Years, man.
One time.
Eight. One time.
I haven't seen him
actually
buy
happened.
One bag of tender vittles or nothing.
I'm telling you right now.
Buy tender vittles, man. It's not 1987. Come on.
Beaver
am I watching Dallas?
For those of you listening, Beaver doesn't have a cat. He has a lot of excuses.
A picture, nothing.
Nothing.
Facebook, you see
not
me and my
word.
Dog, and you don't see
right.
Not never
not
one.
Never Beaver and his cat. Never once.
Why don't I take a picture and fucking put it on the cat?
Right.
I'm just saying. You wouldn't talk about you got this cat
a cat
you care
is.
About so much. You can't go out to
hey,
DJ K's
hey,
show.
Hold on. Speaking of cats.
Yeah, you can't. You
did
can't
anybody,
cat
did anybody see the video of the fucking cat? That went and saved the fucking, like, four
oh,
or five-year-old.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Way to change the subject. Way to change the subject to
scaredy
direct
cat.
Everything away. Oh,
scaredy cat.
Here's a video of a cat. We go, oh, where's Beaver's cat?
Right. Have you seen
that's
this video? I saw this video today.
Is that Beaver's cat?
That's my cat.
How do we know that's
we
a
don't
cat?
Know that shit.
We've never seen
shit.
It before.
Beam don't have no cat. Well, I'm telling you right now.
Cat.
I've known Beam go
where's
on,
you and your
go
cat
on a
selfie.
Decade.
You
we're
laying out
we're
just fucking chilling.
Approaching a decade.
That is a cat also. Aww. My cat.
We need a cat selfie.
Right.
The reason why I have a cat.
I've never
and
met Beamer's cat. I'm just saying I've known the man
because
a decade,
I bring my
cat
out so much for everybody.
Beamer ain't got
me.
No pussy in his house.
Oh!
I didn't say that. That was DJ Cat.
Look.
That's why I've been asking for a fucking date through the fucking podcast for how fucking long. Yeah, Beaver doesn't have any pussy in his fucking house. That's a cat going into a fucking beer box.
Are you trying to show your cat fucking
well, hey,
cat.
That may
are
be
you
Beaver
really
house.
Trying to show your cat having sex in your house?
That's,
is
that
what you
a cat
think
going
is
into
podcast
a fucking,
ratings?
Dude, fucking 30-pack fucking case. Yes.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Now, Beamer, what have you had on your calendar for the past month? What date? Today
is what?
14?
14.
Okay, what date have you had on your calendar for months?
Aww.
Forget the cat. Now we're off the cat.
Oh, now we're off the cat. You guys don't fucking believe me. I got fucking enough pictures. We'll fucking post these motherfuckers somewhere.
You're going to have to because no one believes you got a cat.
You could
have
got them
the world line. Believes
look,
that you are
you
catless.
What the hell was that?
That's my leaf.
Let's guess now.
Mm.
Now.
All right, so Beamer, what date have you had on the calendar for months coming up?
The 16th.
In 2 days! Now, is that day still good for you?
Yeah. What are we doing?
We're going on the road. We're going to Woodside, PA. DJ K headlining.
Yeah, it went from being where I got a fucking comedy show that I'm going to, we're going to go up to, and we'll be good. To
and Saturday, I'm in Dundalk.
Now I'm spending the night. Now I'm spending the night.
Unless the big toe comes through.
Bitch.
Okay. You do have a cool cat. All right, so we
Vintage fucking.
Whoa, look at that cat.
I love that.
So,
anyway. Do we have time?
We
ain't got time.
But this is bar talk. This is how it goes. We had
didn't get no calls.
We had a bunch of stuff we wanted to talk about.
And we got a lot.
But you know what? I like this because you know what? This is what happens in a bar. This is bar talk. This is live shit. We had Justin Faulkner. They had to step away. We had Justin Faulkner about to have a baby. We had beautiful, lovely Sarah in the building as well. She's not having a baby, and she's single as well. But this is bar talk. This is what we do. I hope that our conversation has, touched you. You had fun listening.
There you go.
I hope it showed you a part of our family because everyone here is the big family.
Yeah.
So it shows you, you know.
We'll put it this way. It's not as a touch. To show you that there is actually, you know, our bar talk. It's just because we sit at the bar and we drink and we fucking talk to people and all this stuff. We actually do really appreciate everything they come out there and do. And as you heard from Justin, you know, the general manager of here, he appreciates Keith, I guess, a hell of a lot more than me, but that's besides the point. I'll have a conversation with him later.
A whole lot more.
Yeah, a whole lot more. Even though
I got a question whether it should be bar talk. Bar talk with Justin and DJ K instead of Beamer with DJ K.
Even though I fucking paid fucking
cable bills and fucking rent on this motherfucker more times than Keith has. Anyway, besides the point.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. I've been coming to this bitch for a fucking long time, dude. You know that. But it's besides the point. It's the fact that we can only do this in a comfortable spot like this. See, I'm sounding like PBS right now.
Yeah.
We can only do this in a comfortable spot like this because, you know we have love and respect by the fucking people working here. And these people make us feel comfortable enough to sit here, get on a, you know, get with the equipment and throw with the microphone and just go. And, you know, hopefully everything goes great with Justin and the baby and his wife, and you know, we will continue to go.
Success.
We will continue to give you updates. Mm-hmm. We will continue to do whatever we got to do, and we will always, you know, as long as the show goes on, as long as you guys listen, as long as you please respond and give us suggestions, give us anything, we will be here to talk to you. If you got questions, we will be here to answer them for you.
Yeah.
We will, you know, you want to stop over here?
Before you get into it, Beamer, why don't you, we got to do what we normally do. You got to give us a Beamer inspirational.
Honestly, this is not really so much an inspirational as in...
But I already got the theme music playing right now. Can you hear it?
Well, no, I hear it.
Okay, so...
This is a Beamer, oh shit, that mom is badass.
Beamer, oh shit, that mom is badass, okay. Inspirational moment.
So it was Christina Simoes. She's 23. She's from Simoes.
Okay.
Simoes, I don't know.
All right.
She's 23. She's from Massachusetts. No, I don't know if she's single or not, but that's not the important thing. She went and she had her 18-month-old son in an apartment, and the building caught fire. She went, and the story is, she looked at, the building's on, she couldn't get down, the steps were on fire, everything, she's stuck. She said she grabbed her son, gave him a kiss, she told Fox up. She said, I told him I love him, and then I jumped. She jumped from a third-story window with an 18-month-old. Right.
And protected him.
Protected him.
See, I didn't
landed,
read the story.
Landed on her back holding her son. Her son is fine. She might not ever walk again.
Mm-hmm. But she saved him.
She saved her son by... I mean, a three-story building jump on your own is... Okay, you may be trying to kill yourself or you're trying to save yourself. To hold on to your son and take the blow on your back and to almost die because you're saving your son. Christina.
Yes.
I've got nothing more inspirational to say beyond what you did. You are awesome. You are a fucking amazing chick. If I ever got to meet... If I was a multimillionaire, I would consider giving you money to make sure that kid gets grown right. I am not, unfortunately. So,
but we will give you all the support.
We will give you
any
bit of respect that I could possibly give, I will give. Because that is an amazing story.
We can look that up, find out where she is. If you can, that could be, you know, maybe we could try and do something, you know, get donations or something like that going. But
we'll see what we can do. But seriously, I can't say anything more inspirational than with that story right there and a mother's love. And with Justin, you know, with his daughter to be, and with his wife, there's hope. That's it. There's hope.
Yes.
After last week, and I was hoping that people would go and bring more hope into the world. At least 2 points of hope. So we need a lot more of everybody. Just do what you can do. Just keep doing. That's it. I got nothing else.
As long as you know that, hey, knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
That's all I got.
But seriously.
That's awesome.
That is, if I was in the same situation, I would have probably done the same thing. But I probably would have tried to turn a bed mattress out, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
But in an apartment complex, she's a monster. She's fucking awesome. She's amazing chick. So, remember, everything's fucking precious. That's it. Just keep on keeping on. Let's make this world a fucking better place. Bar talk will be the reason why this world changed for a fucking better thing.
Yeah.
Let's get this going. That's it.
All right.
I'm done.
BarTalk1@yahoo.com. BARTALK, the number one, at yahoo.com. Hit us up. Let us know what you like, you don't like. But that's what we're doing. And we got some great things coming up on future episodes. So please continue to listen. We had a whole schedule of things we didn't even get into. But it's hard when you're in a bar, you're drinking, and you're conversing, and things are going. That's what happens. That's why the show is called Bar Talk. All right?
A lot of times real life is a lot more important than what you see in the news.
Exactly. So we love you guys. Thanks for listening. And we will see you next time. All right. On the flip side. I'm DJ K.
I'm Beamer.
All right. This is Bar Talk. Peace.
Love ya.
First things first, I'm the realest.
Realest.
Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right.
You should want a bad bitch like this.
Huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. High heels, something worth a half a ticket on my wrist.
Back. On my wrist.
Taking all the liquor straight. Never chase that.
Never.
Stop like we bring an 88 back.
What?
Bring the hooks in where the bass at. Champagne spilling, you should taste that.